Happy Thursday, news listeners, and welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 25th of May, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that happened over the past couple of days, but we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Bring down the gauntlet. Oh, yeah. Netflix, yep, if you're sharing passwords, that ain't gonna be happening anymore worldwide. Yes, Netflix has announced it is now rolling out password sharing restrictions around the globe. Now, of course, this all started in the U.S. a few months back, probably just testing the waters. And it was inevitable that it would actually hit a global audience, particularly when there's an estimated 100 million households globally that actually share their accounts. Now, right now, we don't really know what the backlash is going to be when it comes to consumers. Are they going to keep Netflix, or are they going to simply just let it go? With the amount of revenue that Netflix was losing, it may equal out for them in the end. Well, it looks like Apple's trying to actually copy again. Looks like this time it's the Pixel Stand display. At least that's what we're seeing in these new features that's coming to iOS 17. And it looks like the iPhone screen could actually be a smart home display. This is coming from Mark Gurman over there at Bloomberg. And according to him, the interface will show things like the weather, calendar appointments, notifications, and this all happens when the phone is locked and actually tilted horizontally. It's going to show these widgets in a dark background with bright text. This actually expands on the locked screen widgets that Apple revealed in iOS 16. What we can tell right now is this going to be just for iPhone, or will it be going over to the iPad as well? It would be definitely more suited for the iPad, but widgets are a bit different for each platform. Guess all will be known at WWDC next month when Apple unveils number 17. And finally, no, we don't really get political on this podcast, and we're not about to. But this political side of things actually has to do with tech. That tech being Twitter servers. The political side being Ron DeSantis. Those of you unaware, he's the governor of Florida, and apparently he's trying to run for president. That is, if he actually could announce it. Yes, yesterday Ron DeSantis was supposed to take to Twitter Spaces and officially announce his bid for 2024 for the Republican presidential nomination. However, though, it appears Twitter was not really prepared for the influx of people. Yeah, there was a lot of people waiting to listen to his announcement, and that's when Twitter just basically went... Yep, shortly after Spaces went live, it went dead. Now, the announcement, it actually did get underway eventually. Twitter actually moved the space to Sachs. That's David Sachs, by the way. He's actually the Republican mega donor. All because Elon Musk's account, yeah, it apparently was breaking the system. Now, it seems that more than 500,000 people actually turned up to listen, and apparently was the largest group that had ever met online. It also lets us know, too, that more than 500,000 people, yeah, apparently breaks Twitter. Time to do a little bit more server investing over there, Elon. Got a story? Anyone else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the news show today over at our Patreon page at patreon.com/BTN News. Check out British Tech Network. Yes, the home of the news show and the Mac show and the big show as well at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And pop on by and join in the conversation today at our official community at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.